Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, November 26th. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways and county roads range from partly to snow-covered with slippery sections. There is a snow squall warning for northern Grey County that could continue into Saturday morning, and a winter weather travel advisory for the rest of Grey Bruce. Visibility could be reduced without notice due to lake effect snow squalls. Canada has joined the list of nations banning travelers from 7 countries in southern Africa because of a new variant of COVID-19. This is Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos.
For foreign nationals, they will not be able to come into Canada if they have traveled or spent time in the last 14 days in southern Africa. For Canadians, if they have already entered into Canada, we ask them to isolate themselves now, to quarantine if they have spent time in the last 14 days in southern Africa, to be tested.
The World Health Organization has named it the Omicron variant. They're still trying to assess whether it is more infectious or if it is resistant to vaccines. Northern Bruce Peninsula Council is deferring a decision about how to reprimand Councillor James Milhausen after anonymous complaints were submitted against him for failing to disclose a pecuniary interest. An Integrity Commissioner's report deals with council discussions about an application by the Blue Heron Company asking to rezone a portion of a property in Tobermory for a new parking lot. The complaint centered on the fact that Milhausen's daughter is employed at Blue Heron. Milhausen said he did not believe it was a conflict of interest, as his daughter's role has no part in corporate planning, development, or parking-related issues, and she's no longer considered a dependent of his under the Municipal Conflict of Interest Act. The Integrity Commissioner, however, says if his daughter has a direct or indirect pecuniary interest in the Blue Heron application, that in turn is deemed to be an interest of her father. Council was unsure how to proceed with reprimanding Milhausen, and CAO Peggy Van Mierlo West suggested deferring the decision.
Thankfully, we haven't had to deal with a lot of these reports. It might be beneficial in an education for council to have our municipal lawyer come in and have that discussion with you.
Council plans to follow up on the matter on December 13th. There will be 3 Santa Claus parades in the township of Erin Eldersley this year, the first of which is tonight. The Paisley Santa Claus Parade is being hosted by the Chamber of Commerce at 7 o'clock. The theme is Christmas in Toyland. Donations for the food bank will be collected during the parade. Mildmay, Lucknow, and Kincardine are also having their parades tonight. As for Erin Eldersley's other 2 Santa Claus parades, the Chesley Parade is scheduled for Friday, December 3rd, and the Tara Parade is scheduled for December 4th. In sports, at the Tim Hortons Curling Trials in Saskatoon, Brad Gushue leads the men's standings at 6-1. The final draw in the men's division is tonight. Draw 17 for the women is underway this afternoon. Tracy Fleury has a perfect mark of 7-0. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs are at San Jose to meet the Sharks. The Leafs have won 7 of their last 8 games. In the Ontario Hockey League, 7 games tonight, including London at Guelph. Saturday night, the Owen Sound Attack host London at the J.D. MacArthur Arena. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, 6 games tonight. The Knights of Meaford are at Temiskaming to go against the Titans. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, Hanover hosts Wingham and Mitchell visits Mount Forest. In WOAA Senior Hockey, the Saugeen Shores Winterhawks host the Shelburne Muskies and the Durham Thundercats visit Shallow Lake. In the National Basketball Association, 12 games tonight, including the Toronto Raptors concluding a 6-game road swing with a game at Indiana against the Pacers. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.